About two-thirds of all Americans use Facebook, many as a source for news. But there's been a lot of news about Facebook over the last couple weeks, and we're going to take a moment now to hear about it. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the security breach last week. It exposed accounts of 50 million users, the largest ever hack in Facebook history. Even Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg were affected. What happened?
Yeah, so where to begin here? This was a problem with the company's code. It impacted a few different parts of the site. There's this birthday video uploading tool that was introduced last year. That was part of it. Something called View As. View As lets users double check their privacy settings by seeing their page or their account in the way that another user on the web would. So you could potentially change a setting in your account and then kind of double check what it looked like to another user. Part of this hack involved something also called access tokens, which help users log into Facebook. I'll spare you the rest of the gory details, but essentially the attacker or attackers gained access to 50 million Facebook accounts.
Do we have any idea who the hackers were or why they did this?
Yeah, so the short answer, Jeremy, is that we don't really know yet. There have been questions about Russia. There's obviously a history there with Facebook as it relates to the presidential election. So people have been sort of talking about the possibility of a state actor or state-sponsored hacking here. But we just don't really know who is behind this yet. We know that actual account passwords and credit card information stored on Facebook by users was not taken. But a lot of personal information like names and phone numbers apparently was. So that's the kind of information that can fetch a nice price on the dark web or other marketplaces where hackers and even some marketing companies buy and sell information on users for a number of purposes. Identity theft, but also the ability to spam potentially millions of people might go a long way for an unscrupulous marketing firm.
One piece of advice I saw as a result of this was that you shouldn't use your Facebook login to log into other sites, which they often ask you, do you want to log in or do you want to log in via Facebook? And that might protect you a little bit. Are there any pieces of advice you have for people on how they can protect themselves?
Yeah, this is a really good question. And yes, this did affect other accounts that you might use Facebook to log into. And Facebook has made a big push to be the kind of single login system for the web. Jeremy, my suggestion is always use a password manager rather than trusting your password credentials for multiple places on the web where you might store financial information or other personal information. Don't trust a tech platform to do that necessarily unless it is specifically a security tech platform like a password manager.
Okay, there's another big story happening at Facebook, which is that some of the big names are leaving. The two founders of Instagram just left Facebook after differences with Mark Zuckerberg about how to run Instagram, which Facebook acquired back in 2012. The WhatsApp co-founder also recently departed Facebook. Facebook bought WhatsApp for $22 billion back in 2014. What's going on here?
Yeah, so these are two different stories, obviously, but they have some crossover and some similarities. One of the interesting things about Facebook is that it's, you know, it's one of the only big platforms that truly requires you to present as who you are. It's difficult to be anonymous there. That's an important part of Facebook's design. And in a fundamental way, this goes against the idea of privacy online, right? And I think both of these stories are connected to that. So with the case of the Instagram co-founders, these two men left the company in part because Instagram is such an important, a key part of Facebook's future revenue. The company really is starting to try to change Instagram to be more friendly to advertising. And this apparently was part of the departure there. When it comes to WhatsApp, you know, it's another sort of unique story. But again, it's about privacy and about the founder kind of having different ideas than Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook about what WhatsApp should be used for and how it should make money.
Is there anything that Facebook could do to right the ship at this moment? I'm just looking at their two-year stock price. And
yes.
It went up and up and up and up till July and then just fell right down. I mean, it hasn't gone all the way down to where it was back in early 2017, but it's not looking good right now.
Yeah. So everything we know about platforms is that most of them go away over time, right? New generations of users often want or build platforms for themselves. Facebook's goal may be to connect everyone, but teenagers don't necessarily want to be connected with grandma and dad on Facebook, right? And this is why I think I've joked in the past that Facebook might be the next MySpace. The company seems to have a two-pronged approach right now. Retain Facebook users and the revenue they generate and make its bolt-on startups like WhatsApp and Instagram generate more revenue. But it's important to remember that while its growth is slowing in the U.S. and Canada, Facebook is aggressively focused on growth overseas. And there are people in emerging markets whose entire experience of the internet is Facebook. So I wouldn't count out the world's biggest social media platform just yet.
Yeah, I don't think that we can say that Facebook will ever be the next MySpace because MySpace never had 2 billion users.
That's true.
Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.